The last couple of shiurim we've been talking about the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. Today I'd like to discuss the question of who has to pay for kibud av va'em. This is a shaila that's raised by the Gemara itself, and the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Mibay is going up to Lamed Bay's Lamed Aleph. Ibayalahum, Michel Mi, Rabbi Hudamar Michel Ben, Rabbi Nasim Baroshiyamar Michel Av. Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara, where the kibud av va'em comes from the father, meaning the father has to pay for it, or the son has to pay for it. We know that kibud av is machil umashke, malbish umanil, machnas umotzi. It's service of the parent. So the question is, who has to provide the money for that service? Who has to provide the money for the food, etc.? So there's a machlokas amaroyim, whether the son actually has to provide it, or the father has to provide it. The son has to serve the father, but he doesn't have to pay for all of the food. He doesn't have to pay for all of the items that he's going to serve the father with. Aru le'rabbanan l'rabirmiya, v'amri lo l'grei d'rabirmiya, k'manda amir mishalav. The chachamim paskin, like the manda amir mishalav. That's the maskon of the Gemara. As a tashak of attire, now different rayas, two and against, but in the end, we come out that it's mishalav, that's what Tosis and the maschel Oru says, that it sounds from the Gemara, that's how we paskin. The kibud av va'em is mishalav, that the son has to serve the father, serve the mother, but the money for that service has to come from the parent. Nice face of the Gemara is the Kasha. Nemar kabbadis adich of yasi mecha, v'nemar kabbadis Hashem mehoncha. Hukash kvodam l'chvod hamakom. We said before that there's a hekesh between kibud av va'em and kvod Hashem. Ma'ala halam v'chisar and kis. It says mehoncha, that you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your money. So ma'ala halam v'chisar and kis, avkam v'chisar and kis. V'iyamit mishalav, my nafkale mine. If you tell me that kibud av va'em comes mishalav, so what do you mean? What kind of a chisar and kis is that? Kabbadis Hashem Mehoncha sounds like you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your money. But Kibud Av Va'em, right? Doesn't say that you have to serve with the money, but we have a hekesh. But if you hold Kibud Av Va'em is Mishel Av, so then what's the nafkemina that there's this idea that Kibud Av Va'em, there is a chisar in kis? Lebitul Malacha, says the Gemara, what it means is that it's not that the son has to lose money, that he has to be mafsid his money to pay for the Kibud Av. But in a sense, he does pay for it, meaning he has to take off time from work to serve the father. So the bitul malacha does mean that he has to lose out, but it's not called a hefsid moment. Minias revach, the fact that he can't have further revach, he can't make the profit that he would like to make, that's not called a hefsid moment. That's not called Michel Ben. Right? That much, it has to be Michel Ben. A person has to be willing to sacrifice that he's not going to be able to make money in order to serve his father. But he doesn't actually have to spend money to buy the food items for the father. That's the difference. We paskin Michel Av, but a person has to be willing to give up time in order to serve his father, even though he's going to lose out, in a sense. He's going to lose out, he's not going to be able to make the same amount of money. That's not called a hefsid moment. That's not called Michel Ben. That's really Michel Av. It's just the son is being bottled from his malach in order to be able to serve the father. Okay, this is the first rai of the Gemara, and then there are two other rai's that the Gemara has. But this is a fundamental yisod that comes out from the Gemara. That even if we pass in the kibud av va'em is Michel Av, but bitul malacha is taka Michel Ben. The son has to be willing to sacrifice, to give up time from his work in order to serve the father. Minias revach is not hefsid moment. That's basically what the Gemara is telling us. Minias revach, the fact that he loses further profit, he can't make as much money, that's not hefsid. So even though we pass in Michel Av, the son has to be willing to give up a little bit. He has to be willing to give up from his work in order to be able to serve the father. We find this idea in a different context as well. The Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph tells the famous story. Me Rav Ula, ad hechem kibud av va'em. They asked Rav Ula, how far is kibud av va'em? Hamalahem tzur uma aso ove kachav me'echad ba'ashkelon v'dama ben nesina shmo. So Rav Ula said, look at Dama ben Nesina, he was a guy, but look at how he served his father, look at how he was mechabed his father, we can learn from a guy. Ravula said, look at Dama ben Asina, that there was one time that he could have gained a lot. The Chachamim wanted to do business with him, and the Mafteach was Munach Tachas Marashosu Shalaviv. The key to getting whatever the Chachamim wanted was under his father's pillow, and he wasn't Mitzayir his father. So you see Ad Heichem Kibud Av. That's what the Gemara says. So many of the Rishonim are troubled if we paskin in our Gemara the Kibud Av Va'em is Michel Av. So it's a strange Gemara, right? Dama ben Asina was so makbid on Kibud Av that he didn't wake up his father, but he lost money. Right? He's not mechuyev to lose money. If kibud avayim is only mishalav, so what did he have to do this for? Now, of course, we're talking about a situation where the father would have wanted him not to wake him up. The Berhetiv in Yeridaya, in Simen Reish Mem, in Oz Tezayin, quotes from the Sefer Chassidim, that clearly if the father wanted him to wake him up, then he's mechuyev to wake up the father. There's no shaila. We're talking about a situation where the father is not all there. Right? He must not be, because you know, he could make a lot of money, but some of the father would want, most fathers would have wanted the son to wake him up. But Dama knew that his father would want him to let him sleep. But clearly, it's appropriate to wake a father up for a dvar mitzvah, to daven in shul. That's what the Sefer Chassidim says. The father, Mestama, would want that. But if the father doesn't, so then kibud av tells us that you're not supposed to wake up the father. So it is a very strange circumstance that the Gemara is talking about. But that's the case, that Dama ben Asina's father would not have wanted Dama to wake him up. So that's why he didn't wake him up. But the Rishonim asked, well, why was he mechuyev to do that? If kibud av va'em is mishal av, so then why was he mechuyev to incur this loss in order to serve his father? So the Shita Noda Lemi on Daf Lamed Beis says that in a chanami he wasn't mechuyev. It was a mitzvah min amuvcher. It was lefnim yishuras hadin, not to wake up his father. But all Rav Ula is saying is that from Dama ben Asina we could learn a kal v'chomer. If a goy went lefnim yishuras hadin to be mechavet his father so much, so certainly we should do that. That's the point. It's not that he was really mechuyev to do that. That's the Shita Noda Lemi's pshat in the Gemara. One of his pshatim. And where is this? Inami hasam lokamale rebelezer lememe de mechuyev in ishbahachi ela lases kavachomer meosav goy velasos lifnim ishur esadin. Just to make a kavachomer, if a goy will be mechabit his father, a goy lifnim ishur esadin, so far, so certainly we should do the same thing. That's the shita's pshat, that he really was not mechuyev. The Ritva and the Ran disagree, and they say that he really was mechuyev to be mechabit his father in this way. Why? Because no one was asking him to lose money. When we say that kibud av va'em is mishal av, that means that the son doesn't have to lose money to be mechabit his father. But menias revach, not to gain, that hitaka has to be willing to give up in order to serve his father. That's not mishal av, right? That's mishal ben. When we say mishal av, that means that you don't have to be mafsid mammon to be mechabit the father. But not to gain something of avad, you have to be willing to give up a revach in order to serve the father. That's what the Ritva says. And he says, I'll bring you a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says that the son has to be willing to have a bitul malacha, to give up from his work, even though he's not going to be able to make as much money, that you do have to be willing to forfeit. You do have to be willing to sacrifice. Because when we say kibud av va'em mishal av, it doesn't mean that even menias revach, the son is not mechuyev to do. No, menias revach he has to do. He doesn't have to pay the money directly. But to give up a revach in order to be able to serve the father, avada is mechuyev to do. So what Dama ben Asina did, it was not lifnim yishur esadin according to the Ritva and the Ran. According to the Ritva and the Ran, he was taka mechuyev to do because he gave up a revach. That taka has to come mishal ben. Afagav daisin and leel raya the Dama ben Asina shivse bishvil kvod aviv shishin ribo schar tirtzu betosis dasam. Lo hivse mishalo, ela havoras revach ba'amlo. Lo choshev dover ha'ovid v'lo chisar en kis. Menias revach, zotri ritva, is a yisod in shas. The idea of giving up a revach, that's not a dover ha'ovid, that's not chisar en kis. He says, now bring your raya. K'dechazina nami, l'inyim meleches cholamoed, davoras revach, lo choshev dover ha'ovid. We know that on cholamoed, if a person is going to incur a loss, so then he's allowed to do the malach on cholamoed. So what's the din? If a person is going to lose a big client, right? He's going to lose a lot of profit if he doesn't do malacha and cholamoed. If he doesn't do this business deal, he's going to lose a lot of revach. Is he allowed to do it? Says Zokter Ritva, he can't. It's not a davar ha'aveh because it's not called a hefsid. It's just a menias revach ba'alma. Says Zokter Ritva, just like when it comes to cholamoed, you can't do malacha if you're just going to lose out in order to prevent many. Yes, Ravach, he can't do malacha because only Dover Ha'avid is mutar on Cholamoed. So too here. If the son is just going to be preventing himself from gaining, right? Many Yes, Ravach is not called a hafsid. So when we say kibud av va'em is Michel Av, that means that the son doesn't have to be Mafsid Mamon, but he has to be willing to give up Revach in order to serve the father. That's the Ritva and the Ram. Ran, it's another instance. Both the Ran and the Rosh add that maybe there's a third answer to the Kasha. Again, the Rishonim asked, why did Dama ben Asina not wake up his father? He wasn't Mechuyev, he was Zekivit Avayim, he was Mishal Av, so then he could have awakened his father. So one answer is he went Lefnim Mishur HaSadin, and the whole purpose of the Gemara is to learn a Kal V'Chomer from him. The other answer is it was just a Minias Revach, it wasn't a Hefsid Mamon, so that the son is Taka Mechuyev to do. That's not what we call Mishal Av. The only thing that's Mishal Av is you don't have to be Mafsid Mamon directly. The Rosh and the Ran give a third answer, another yisod, and that is that perhaps even to be Monea Revach, the son does not have to be Mechabit his father. When we say Kibud Av V'Aim is Mishalav, that means he doesn't have to be Mafsid Mamon, and he doesn't even have to give up a Revach. But he's not allowed to be Mitzar his father in order to prevent that loss. There's a chilek between being mechabed as opposed to being mitzayer. If a son is going to be mitzayer his father in order to prevent the loss, whether it's a direct hefsid mamon or it's minyas rebach, so then he's not allowed to do that. That's not what we say mishal av. Meaning, even if we say the kibud av v'aim is mishal av, not only he doesn't have to lose out, he doesn't have to have a direct hefsid mamon, but he doesn't have to lose out on the revach either. Right, it's taka mishal av, but he has to be willing to lose out on the revach and not to be mafsid mamon. Right, he has to be willing to lose out on the revach and to be mafsid mamon, not to be mitzayer his father. There's a difference between kibud av and being mitzayer the father. For kibud av, we praske mishal av, so you don't have to prevent yourself to lose out on the revach or to lose money for kibud av. But to be mitzar the father, then you have to be willing to lose out. You have to be willing to lose out on the revach or to be mafsid mamon mamish. This is a big discussion in the poskim. It's not at all clear that this is true. Right? That there's a chilek between kibud av as opposed to the tsar of the father. That's a discussion in the poskim. And that relates to the next gemara, the later gemara in Daf Lamed Beis. The gemara is bringing rayas back and forth where the kibud av v'aim is mishal av, mishal ben. So there are a bunch of rayas that the gemara gives. So the third raya, Tashma sholu es Reb Elezer arechan kibud av v'aim amalehem teshiyitol arneki v'yizrkenu layam v'fano v'eino machlimo. Reb Elezer said, how far is kibud av v'aim? That the father will take an arnike, he'll take a wallet, throw it into the river, throw it into the ocean in front of the son, and he doesn't embarrass him. So if you say kibud av v'aim is mishalav, so what's the point, right? Of course, the father's taking his own wallet. Right? It has to be the father's taking his own wallet, because if he's taking the son's wallet, then the son can stop him. Right? If kibud av v'aim is mishalav, so it must be the father's taking his own wallet. He's taking his own wallet, so what does the son care? What's the big chiddush over here? This is such a great thing that the father is throwing his own wallet into the sea and the son is not bothering him. Why should he bother him? It's the father's money, so that's the father's business. V'roi li'arsho. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about that the son can be orish the father, right? He's hoping to be able to be orish the father. The money that the father is throwing out could go be yerusha to the son. So the son is being quiet, so he's bound to lose a lot of money. So that's the hefsid that the son is to be willing to incur. That's Mishal Av. The father's really throwing out his own money, but the son has a keshet to that money. He has a connection. So that's what Reb Elezer was saying, that you have to be willing to give up on the Yerusha in order to be Mechabe the father. So at first glance, it sounds like this Gemara is talking about where the father is throwing out his own arniki, his own wallet. His own wallet, because we paskin lamanda amr Mishal Av. We paskin kamanda amr Mishal Av, like Kibud Av Aim. Is from the father's money. And that's what the Torah quotes from the Ri. The Torah in Yoredei and Simen Reish Mem. At Hechanu Kibud, Afilu Noto Kis Molimos, Mashlicheo Layam, Bifonov, Al Yachlimeo. Because of the Ri Piresh, the Maida Paskin and Shein Sarf Lechad Lemishalo, Vada Imzore Kishol Ben, Yochol Lemono. Elamayr Bekishol Ovid, Ven Yochol Lachlimo, Kadei Lemono, Avvisha Osid Liyorsha. So Zok the Tur from the Ri, the Paskin Kibud Av V'aim is Mishal Av. So certainly if the father was throwing the kiss of the Ben, he's throwing the money of the son into the ocean, then the son can stop it. can stop him. But since we're talking about a situation where he's throwing his own wallet out, so the son is shayach to the money, it's a chiddush that the son is going to be quiet because he is, so to speak, losing out indirectly because he's not going to get a Yerusha from the father, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Kibud Avayim is Mishel Av. The father is throwing out his own wallet, and the son has to be willing to incur that indirect loss in the future in order not to shame the father. That's how the Ri understands, and that's Lechor, the Poshup Shat in the Gemara. The Kibud Avayim is Mishel Av. So we're talking about the father throwing out his own wallet. Because Mistoma, if the father were throwing out the wallet of the son, then the son can't stop him because he's not mechuyav to mechabed his father with his own wallet. Comes the Rambam and he disagrees. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin says that it's true even with the arnaki of the ben. At heichanu kibud avayim afilu nagel kishel zehuvim shelo veyishlicho befanav layam lo yachlimem velo yitzar befneim velo yichos kenegdam el yakabel gzeras hakosuv veyishtok. Says the Rambam, even if the father is taking a kishel zehuvim shelo, what does shelo mean? Not shel ha'av, he's taking a kiss shel zehuvim of the son. Hashem shad in the Rambam, is he taking a kishel zehuvim of the son? That's how the Torah understood the Rambam. And that's how the Nosek Kelim, because the Mishnah understood. He's taking the kiss of the son, throwing it into the sea. Zok the Rambam, you're not allowed to be machlimim, you can't be mitzarim, you can't pain the father. You have to be quiet. That's what Kibud Avayim is all about, that the father's taking the arnaki. This is how far it goes. This is how far Kibud Avayim should go, that the father's taking the wallet of the son, throwing it into the sea, and the son is not going to say anything. He's not going to be mitzarim his father. He's not going to shame him. And this Taka Machlok is the Mechaber Amma in Shulchan Aruch, whether this idea that if the father is throwing the arnaki into the yam, the son is not allowed to embarrass the father, is that only if he's throwing the arnaki, his own arnaki, his own wallet, the wallet of the father, or even if he's throwing the wallet of the son? Right? According to the Rambam Paskins, like the Ri, like the Bali Tosfos, like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, it's only if he's throwing his own wallet. If the father's throwing his own wallet, so Kibud Avayim requires it. Even if the son stands to benefit from that money, but he's not allowed to say anything to the father. But if the father's throwing the wallet of the son, Avada, he can protest. He can be mitzar the father. He can shame him. He can do whatever he needs to do to get the father to stop. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, comes the Mechaber, and he passes like the Rambam. That even if the father is throwing out the wallet of the son, throwing it into the sea, he's not allowed to say anything. That's what the Gemara means. The Kibud Avayim goes so far that even if the father is throwing out the arnaki of the son, he's not allowed to scream at the father. So the Pella is on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin that Kibud Avayim is Mishel Av. If Kibud Avayim is Mishel Av, why can't the son stop the father? If the father's throwing out the arnaki of the son, he can't stop the father? It doesn't make any sense. If it's Mishel Av, so then of course he should be able to stop the father. Why shouldn't he be able to do anything to stop the father? To tell him, to ask him to stop, to be mitzayer him, to physically try to stop him. He's not mechuyev to give up his money in order to be mechaved his father. Stach pilei plaim against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Kesef Mishnah gives two answers, and he says the same in the Beis Yosef before the Kesef Mishnah, the same answers. He says, first of all, one answer could be that it's a mitzvah in a mufchar. Maybe the Rambam holds that you're not really mechuyev to do this, but ad heichan, Rambam is saying, how far does Kibud Avayim go? You're supposed to be willing to do this. That's a zoivait. This is how far it really goes. It's a mitzvah min amukha, not to be mitzar the father, to allow the father even to take your money. Right? You're not mechuyev to use your money to serve the father, but the father grabs your money, the father grabs the son's money. It goes so far, you're supposed to be mechabed your father, the person's supposed to be mechabed his father so far that he should allow the father to spend the money, to use up the money, to throw out the money. It's not that you're mechuyev, but that's ad heichan kibud avayim. That's one answer. The other answer the Kesef Mishnah gives is, no, maybe you're taka mechuyev. Because here, what are we talking about? We're talking in a situation where you're going to have to be machlin the father, you're going to have to embarrass the father, be mitzar the father to prevent him from throwing out the wallet. So maybe there's a difference between kibud as opposed to tzar. That maybe kibud avayim, Mishel Av tells me that you're not mechuyev to spend money, to give up money in order to serve the father. But to be mitzayer the father in order to protect your own money, that you're not allowed to do. You have to withhold yourself, hold yourself back from being mitzayer the father. That you can't do in order to save your own money. You don't have to spend your own money to be mechaber the father, but you do have to give up your money, both menias revach and even hefsim amon gomor, in order not to be mitzar the father. And that's what we're talking about over here. That the Gemara says beferish that ve'eino machlimo, that you're not going to embarrass him, you're not going to be mitzar him in order to prevent him from throwing out the wallet. So if the Kesef Mishnah, not to embarrass the father, not to be mitzar the father, that you taka have to be willing to give up even your own money. So that's why the Gemara says that, or the Rambam interprets the Gemara to be saying that it's not only if the father is throwing out his own wallet, but even if the father is throwing out the wallet of the son, he has to be willing to give up his own wallet and not to be mitzayar the father. All right, the question is, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the arniki of the father. Kadeshito arniki v'yizrkeru layam b'fanav. It doesn't say the arniki of the ben. Sounds like we're talking about the arniki of the father. So what exactly does that mean? So the simple answer is, in the Chanami, the Gemara could have given that answer, but it says more pashut. It just says simply that Biroi Liyarsha, we're talking about a situation where the ben stands to benefit. So since it's Roy Liyarsha, even if it's Arneki Shala'ah, we understand that the son is taka losing out. Right? So the Gemara just interprets it to be talking about a situation where it's the Arneki of the father. But it could have said it's much more relevant to the son. Maybe it's directly relevant to the son because it's his wallet. Right? The Gemara gives an answer that it's relevant indirectly because there's a Yerusha, there's the potential to get the money in the future. Right? But the Gemara really didn't have to stand on its head, according to the Rambam. It could have said beferish that it's the wallet of the son. So the son is losing out mamish now. So what's the idea? The son has to be willing to lose out so as not to be mitzar the father. That is not what the Gemara answers, but you could say, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that they could have given that answer, that really we're talking about the arniki of the son, and he's really losing out much more directly. But because we're discussing tsar, so maybe he has to lose out directly, and not to be mitzar the father. Or maybe the Gemara is saying it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar for him to lose out if the father is throwing away the son's wallet, so as not to be mitzar the father. It's interesting, the Gaon and the Bir Agva has a different girsa in the Gemara. The Gaon does not say that the girsa is beroy liyorsha, but rather lahachlimo shiny. Lahachlimo shiny? So according to the girsa of the Gaon, the Gemara is mamish saying what the Rambam claims he says. That the whole difference in the Gemara is that we're not talking about kibud, we're talking about to be mitzar the father. Lahachlimo shiny, that you can't be mitzar the father, even though you're gonna save your money. So if you say lahachlimo shiny, and the chora, the answer is not beroy liyarsha. We're not talking about the arnaki of the father, but rather we're talking about the arnaki of the ben. And the whole chiddush of the Gemara is that tsar is different. That kibud av and mishal av means that you don't have to lose the money in order to be mechaber the father, but you do have to be willing to lose the money in order to prevent tsar for the father. That's a different gears in the Gemara according to the Gaon. But even if you don't have that gears, you could say have a matzil shnuy hachi. They could have answered that really we're talking about the arnaki of the ben, and that's why the son really stands to lose. And the reason why he has to lose is because here we're talking about a case where he's going to be mitzar the father, to embarrass him, to prevent him from throwing the wallet into the ocean, so that he has to be willing to lose in order not to be mitzar the father. Questions?
So if this is how we're going to read the Shulchan Aruch, does the Shulchan Aruch not have a chiyuv for a son? It doesn't list a chiyuv of the son for tumtav ba'im for mamon. If we're going to reinterpret the halacha to be talking about tsar,
no. The Shulchan Aruch says the kibud av ba'im is mishel av. If we're not talking about tsar,
he says that talking about chiyuv. Where does he say that?
Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. And Hechem Kibud Av V'Eim, this is Yoredei Reish Mem Sivches, page 3 in the handout. Afilu notlo kishol zuhuvim shalo v'shlicha b'fonav liyam lo yachlimim v'lo yitzar b'fneim v'lo yichos kenegdom eli yikabel gzeres hakosu v'yishtok. He quotes the Rambam. Right? The Kibud Av V'Eim goes so far that if the father is throwing something into the sea, right? And what is he throwing into the sea? Afilu notlu liyav v'liyam took a kishol zuhuvim shalo of the son. He's not allowed to be mitzayer them. So it's mamish what the Shulchan Aruch says. The kibud av v'eim goes so far that you're not allowed to be mitzayer them. But just to be mechaber them, that we paskin that it's mishal av.
Where? Where's that Shulchan Aruch?
Where's the mishal av?
Yeah.
Okay. Mishal av. Reish mem siv hei. Half of it is cut off, so I can't help you. Reish mem sif hei, if you look in the Ein Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah, he quotes Yerdei Reish mem sif hei. I can You see the last part of it. Avol chayav lechabdo begufo. Avol bishmitok kach botol mi melachto, etc. So clearly, what the Shulchan Aruch was saying is, it's Michel Av. You don't have to pay the money, but you do have to be mevatel from your melach in order to serve the father. You see, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Michel Av. But nevertheless, here in Sivches, he says that you have to be willing to let the father throw away your money, not to be mitzar the father. And on that, the Rama argues, v'yeshamim dimrotz lizrot mimos. The Rama quotes the Truma Sadesh that there is no chilah between kibbutz and tsar. The Shulchan Aruch Guf is being mechalik and saying there's a difference between kibbutz and tsar. That kibbutz avayim mishalav means that you have to be mechabed the father begufo, right, to serve him physically, but you don't have to spend the money. The money comes from the father, but not to be mitzar the father. That you do have to be willing to give up something, to give up the money in order not to be mitzar the father. Okay, that's the machlokas, the machaber amma, which is really a machlokas to read Baltosis and the Rambam. Yes.
So I guess one question to start off. The Gemara on Mount Aleph, though, the story, the end of it says lo tzira, as in they offered him the seizure reward, and he was lo tzira.
That's the raya of some of the Rishonim, that the whole point of the Gemara is to say that that you have to hold back from being mitzar the father in order to be mechabed him. But you wouldn't actually have to spend your money in order not to in order to be mechabed the father.
But it would be difficult in the Rambam, seemingly. No?
Why? The Rambam is saying,
because, like we said,
no, fakir. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to be mitzar the father, and you even have to lose your own money.
Right, but this story isn't showing you that you have to lose your own money. It's showing you that you just have to not be marvia.
Right.
So it wouldn't be on Eichon. It would be an insufficient story of the...
You're saying they should have gone even further.
Yeah.
That even if the father throws the wallet into the sea, you have to be quiet. Right, so I guess the answer is that the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from a story that really happened. Right? Ad Eichon means look at what this individual did. It's such an incredible thing that he did there. So if the Gemara had a story where they saw a father throwing a wallet of the son into the sea, they would have brought that story, but they didn't bring that. Right? They would have brought that story, but they didn't have such a story, really. So the Gemara Taka later on says, Ad Heicha and Kibarav, and they say that you have to be willing to let the father throw the wallet. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph wasn't telling you how far the mitzvah goes. It's telling you how far the mitzvah goes, what story we have to show you how far the mitzvah goes. So they needed a real-life story. The real life story was not where the father was throwing the wallet into the sea, so they brought this story where he was losing out a little bit in order not to be Mitzahar's father. So maybe that's why they only brought that story. Yes?
If it's just to tell the story, so why are we harping on like what mitzvahs we take out of this story? Because since he's a goy, I have and all the special dinim of Kibbutz.
He wasn't mechuyev, but the point is if a guy was willing to be mechavid his father so much, the kolshen, we should be mechavid our father.
So we're taking the dinim out of this story as like a kolshen game, really?
Well, the Shita says it's a kol shkein that he went lifnim mishur asadin. According to the other Rishonim, it's not lifnim mishur asadin. We're looking at Dama ben Asina, and the Rishonim are saying the Chachamim are telling us that's what Kibbutz Av is all about. That he acted in a way that we would be mechuyev to act. Maybe Taka goes even further. According to the Rambam, it goes even further. Even if the father's taking the money of the son and throwing that into the sea, you still have to hold back and not be mitzar the father. But this was a real live story that we're actually mechuyev to follow. So that's why the Chachamim are bringing this story.
Why are we mechuyev to follow it? I don't get why that's like...
Because even though we paskin that Kibbutz Avayim is Michel Av, but when it comes to being Mitzar the father, you have to be willing to give up your money in order not to be Mitzar the father. In fact, as Zach is pointing out, according to the Rambam, you'd even have to be willing to be Mafsid Mamun Mamish. Father takes the money of the son, takes the wallet of the son, and throws it into the sea. He can't be mitzar the father. Right? The story of Dama ben Asina is not even going so far. Right? Dama just held back from getting a revach in order not to be mitzar his father. It's not even as far as it could go. But this is a real life story, so maybe that's why the Gemara brought that story. Yes.
Sorry. So if we're saying that there's a difference, there's a chiluk between tsar and kibud. Then, where's the chiyuv of tsar? The maniyah that you can't be mitzar your father coming from. If it's not coming from kibbutz itself, where's it going to come from? Moro?
Maybe that's a very interesting idea. Right? The idea of not being mitzar a father. Kibbutz means that you're serving the father. Tsar is like withholding. Withholding a tsar, right? That's more similar to mora than kibbut. We talked in the past that the idea that the person has to demonstrate mora for a Talmud Chacham, for a Rebbe. So even if the Rav is mochel al kvodo, kvodo mochel, but his bizayon is not mochel. If he can be mochel on his kavod, so why can't he be mochel on his bizayon? Somehow the bizayon is worse. What does that mean? Does that mean that he can't be mochel on his mora? I'm not sure. Bizayon is somehow a more significant level. So it's in the same way for kibbut avayim. Tsar is worse. Tsar is worse. It's hard to know how to define it. You could say what you're suggesting, that maybe tsar is part of mora, and maybe somehow that is worse. No, it's hard to say, right? If kibbut avayim mishel av, so why would mora not be mishel av? It should be the same thing. Tsar is somehow a more significant level. So the Chachamim understood that kibbut avayim mishel av only refers to kibbut, but since tsar is worse, it's like a bizoyon of the father, so that's more chamer, and therefore the son has to be willing to give up even more, not to be the son of the father, according to Samishon.
Zach's first question,
yeah,
is that maybe more repeated the like twice in Eliezer's name.
Right.
The first time, when he said Eliezer's name,
it didn't say Rabbi Eliezer the first time.
That's
on Daf Lamed Beit, right?
Yeah,
Lamed Aleph. It said Rav Ula, I thought.
When Reed tells the story.
Ah, Rav Eliezer is in the second story. Aha.
So how far do you go? The first time, it's not as far. The second time, no, let's fix it again. Now you're
right. Rav Eliezer Taka said both. I didn't see the second story. Right. If Taka Rav Eliezer said both stories, so maybe one story is mashlim the other story. That's a very good point. And one story might be mashlim the other story. That on Amid Aleph, he goes even further and says, not only does the son have to be willing to give up a revach in order not to be mitzar the father, he even has to be willing to give up his own money according to the Rambam and not to be mitzar the father. Excellent. Very, very good point. Shkai. Okay. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph and Dibur Maschil Oru, after they say that the halacha sounds like Kemanda Amar Mishel Av, that Kibud Avaim is Mishel Av and not Mishel Ben, but then they quote from the Shiltas, Rabbi Nochananel and the Ri. It seems to be Muskim in a lot of the Rishonim, Gaonim, the Rishonim, that even Lamanda Amar Mishel Av, if the father doesn't have money and the son does have money, then he has to be mefarnes the father mishelo. Mashma shekach halacha v'chein posak b'shiltus mishelav, right? V'chein posak b'shiltus d'rabachoy b'parshas v'yishma. Posak and the shiltus continues, hechad lesle la'av isle le'ben chayva ben lozen oviv. V'chein posak ri v'rach, Rabbi Nachanal and the ri also paskin, demen la'av mamon v'aben yeshlo d'sorach ha'ben l'farnes o'mishelo. Father doesn't have any money, even though we pass and keep an avayim is mishalav, but the son has to be mefarnes the father mishalav. Why? The lo yehe ela acher, says the Shiltas, the father's no worse than a regular ani. Kedama benarish in his patsa. Why says in Ksubas, the Rav achbi elahu garba v'afeg minei arba meyazuzi litztaka. Rav was kofa, he forced the individual to spend a lot of money on staka. He had a lot of money. He had money, so you can be kofen alat stoka. It's a whole discussion. How can we be kofen alat stoka? Kofen ala mitzvahs, but there's a losas. That's a whole complicated gemara in Bava Basra and the Tosis there. Why are we kofen alat stoka? But we are kofen alat stoka. So Zog the Shiltas, Rabbi Nachanal and Neri, why is the father any worse than any other ani? If you see the person has the money, the son has the money, and he even has a relationship to the father, so certainly if he has the money and he can do it, so then he has to be mefarnes the father mishalav. If the father doesn't have his own money, kibbut avayim mishalav means that the father has his own money, so the son has to serve the father, he has to take off time from work to serve the father with the father's money. But if the father doesn't have his own money, so then avada midin staka, the son has to provide for the father. And Tosis gives another raya to that yisod, that midin staka, you have to serve the father. And then at the end of the Tosis, it says, "Ve'od raya mi Rishalmi sheveisi lamala kavidas Hashem eyoncha im yesh lo mamon chay v'im lav poter v'kibben avayim nemar kavidas avicha v'yasim echad amasha ben yesh lo hon u ben ein lo hon." By being mechaber Hashem, spending money on mitzvahs, it says kabbalas Hashem mehoncha. If you have money, then you have to be mechaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But by kabbalas avicha ve'esi mecha, it doesn't say mehoncha. So the Yerushalmi says, you see that ben sheyesh lohom, ben shein lohom, whether the son has money or doesn't have money, he has to be mechaber his parents. Right? Whether the son has money or doesn't have money, he has to be mechaber the parents. What does that mean? Ben yesh lohom, ben ein lohom, he has to be mechaber the parents? It's a Zokta Tosfos. It sounds like we're talking about a situation where the father doesn't have money either. Right? It's got to be a case where the father doesn't have money. That's how Tosfos on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph explains. Person has to be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu only from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. If the person has money, then yes, and if not, not. Who's the yeshlo, who's the einlo? It's the son. Whether the son has money or doesn't have money, he has to be mechaber his father. What does that mean? If he doesn't have money, he has to be mechaber al apsachim, he has to ask on the doors for tzedakah. If the father has money, why should he have to be mechaser al apsachim? We pass in the kibbutz av v'em is mishal av. Must be talking about where the father doesn't have money either. Comes the Yerushalmi and says the father doesn't have money and the son doesn't have money. He has to be mechaser al apsachim in order to provide for the father. So that's what Tosfos on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph quotes his. Okay, so this is a very interesting halacha that the Balei Tosfos are quoting, that if the father doesn't have any money, even if kibbutz av v'em is mishal av, but in this situation where the father doesn't have the money for the son to spend, then the son has to spend his own money. And if he doesn't have any money, he has to be mechazer al apsochim in order to support the father. So initially, the Tosfos is saying that if the father doesn't have any money, then the son has to support the father midin staka. And then later, Tosfos says that if the father doesn't have any money, then the son is mechuyav to support the father midin kibbutz. That's what it sounds like, right? Kavadis avicha ve'esi mecha, ben sheyesh lohom, ben shein lohom. So there are two mechayvim over here. Initially, Tosfos is saying that if the father doesn't have any money, even though kibbutz av is mishal av, but in this situation, the son is mechuyav to be mechabed the father midin staka. His father's no worse than any other ani. And then Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi that if the father doesn't have any money, then the son is mechuyav to be mechaber the father, midin kibbutz. Kibbutz av v'ein mishal av, that means that the father does have money. But if the father doesn't have any money, then the son is mechuyav to be mechaber the father from his own money. Well, that's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying. And this be'emes is an old machlokas Rishonim, that this situation where the father doesn't have any money, that we say the son has to support the father from his own, what halacha is that? The Rif writes, it's midin staka. That's how the Rif paskins. All the Rishon, the Rosh, and the Ran, they all quote from the Rif. Rif on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and his Dafim, he writes that the Chiyuv to be mafarnis is the father. The father doesn't have any money. That's midin staka. Hecha de Ravich HaBen V'Ha'av Lesle, Kaifinon Le, LeBen V'Shaklina Minei Torah Staka. The Avinon La'avua, the Feirish, the Rif says, Midin Staka. We force the son to support the father. It could be talking about a situation where the son has money. Right? He doesn't have to go begging for money. Father doesn't have any money, so the din of Kibbutz av v'em mishal av doesn't apply, but Midin Staka, the son has to support the father. That's the Rif. Comes to Sefer HaChinuch and says, no, it's not Midin Staka, it's even Midin Kibbutz av. Midin Kibbutz av, he has to support the father. If the father has money, so then kibbutz av v'em mishal av, then you can use the father's money. But says the Chinuch in page 4, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Dini ha-mitzvah g'yom kibbutz zem yinich se mi, chayv la'asos v'em mishal av v'mishal atzum, what's the din? Halocha mishal av, im yesh lo nechosim la'av. Im la'av, yachzu ha-ben afilu al ha-psochim v'yachal aviv. Dini ha-mitzvah, says the Chinuch. He's not talking tzedakah, he's talking kibbutz av v'em. It says, Dine HaMitzvah is that if the father has money, then you support the father from the father's money. If the father doesn't have money, then you support the father, but he didn't keep it av from your own money. And if you don't have money, tough luck. You mechazer al apsachim in order to get money for the father. Chinuch is not saying it's midin staka, he's saying it's midin keep it av. Dine HaMitzvah, yes.
What would the Rebbe say if you didn't have money? You didn't have money,
So bepshuto, no, you wouldn't be chayv in tzedakah. No one would say that my chiyuv of tzedakah requires me to beg for money in order to have tzedakah. Exactly, the nafkamina, lechora, the nafkamina between these two approaches is whether the son has to be mechazer al apsachim in order to give to the father, right? If the father doesn't have his own money, so everyone says that the son has to support the father mishalom. The question is, midin what? Is it midin stako, midin kibarav? What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is, let's say, ein lo la'av, v'gam ein lo la'ben. That's the nafkamina. Right? Is he mechazer al apsachim? Does he have to beg for the money in order to provide for the father? If you say the whole reason he has to provide for the father doesn't have, is midin stako, we never found the chiyuv to mechazer al apsachim in order to be able to give tzedakah. If you have money, then you give tzedakah. If not, you don't have to give tzedakah. But if you hold midin kibarav, if you hold midin kibarav, he's mechuyev to support the father. If the father doesn't have any money, so then maybe he even have to mechazer al apsachim in order to support the father. So that could be the nafkamina between the different shittas. What kind of a halach is that though? Right, to be mechazer al apsachim, to support the father midin kibarav. Right? If you hold it to be din stalker, so it's not mechazer al apsachim. If you have money, if the son has money, then he has to support the father. If the son doesn't have money, he doesn't have to support the father. But if you say that heicha the ein lo la'av, the son has to support the father midin kibarav, nafkamina that even if ein lo la'ben as well, he has to be mechazer al apsachim in order to support the father. What kind of a strange notion is that? What kind of a strange idea is that? That he's he has to be mechazer al apsachim in order to support the father midin kibarav? We paskin mishal av. Paskin mishal av. So what kind of a strange halach is this? If you tell me it's a new din of tzedakah, okay, kibud avayim mishal av. The father doesn't have, so the din of kibud avayim doesn't apply. A new halach applies, tzedakah. But to tell me that kibud avayim applies even if ain lo la'av, now that ain lo la'av, the son has to support the father mishalo? I thought you told me kibud avayim is mishal av. It's so strange. Such a strange idea. L'chora, the answer is as follows. That we have to really ask ourselves, what is the machlokas that kibud avayim mishal av or mishal ben? What kind of machlokas is that? What are they really arguing about? So b'pshuto, the manda amar mishal ben holds that kibud avayim requires the son to spend money. Requires the son to spend money. His own money. If kibud avayim mishal av, l'chora, that manda amar could be understood in one of two ways. You could say that the manda amar kibud avayim mishal av holds that the chiyuv of kibud avayim is fundamentally different. That maybe the chiyuv is only to be meshamesh the parent begufo, physically. There's no chiyuv to spend money. That's why you spend the father's money, the mother's money. You don't spend your own money. The chiyuv is to be meshamesh begufo, tashmish begufo, to take off from work in order to be meshamesh the father. There's no chiyuv kibud avayim to spend money. You spend the parent's money if the parent has money. It's only a chiyuv to be mishamesh begufa. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no, maybe kibud avayim l'kuli alma is a chiyuv to spend money. Yeah, ben lamanda amar mishal ben lamanda mishal av. I said, why is it mishal av? You should have to spend your own money. No, maybe the whole idea is, lamanda amar kibud avayim mishal av, there's a din kedima. That first we spend the father's money. But if the father doesn't have any money, then kibud avayim is mechayev the son to spend his own money. That all that kibud avayim mishal av means is that there's a din kedima to the son's money, right? The son's money is more precious to him. He doesn't have to spend his money on the mitzvah, so he can spend the father's money first. There's a din kedima to, just like there's a din, we talked about this in terms of mitzvahs. Chayecha kolbin means that you have a right, you know, to do your mitzvah first. If it's pidyon haben for you or for the son, if it is Talmud Torah for you or for the son, then your mitzvah comes first. Same thing over here. Your money comes before the father's money. So you can protect your money before you have to protect the father's money. So if kibud avayim mishal av, it could be that it's not that kibud avayim is only a din of tashmish begufo. That's a chelik of the mitzvah. But maybe the mitzvah also includes to spend money. But you don't have to spend your money if the father has money, because your money has a din kedima over the father's money. But if the father doesn't have any money, so then, there's no halacha that you don't spend your money to be mechaber the father. You attack on mechuyev to spend your money to be mechaber the father. If he doesn't have any money, so then there is no din kedima to your money, because your money is the only money there. So then, even l'mad da'am mishal av, you be mechuyev to spend your money, not just midin stalker. If you hold that Kibud Av V'Ein Mishal Av means that you're only mechuyev to be mishamesh, the parent, the gufa, but you don't have to spend your money at all. So then the father doesn't have any money. Then the only reason to spend money on the father is midin tzedakah. Mechazer al apsochim. You don't have to be mechazer al apsochim in order to give tzedakah. But if you hold that Kibud Av V'Ein Mishal Av means that you taka do have to spend money on the father. But you have a din, but your money has a din kedim over the father's money. So as long as the father has money, then you spend the father's money. But once the father doesn't have any money, so then midin kibud av, you'll be mechuyev to spend your own money, and maybe to be mechazer al apsochim as well in order to be mechaber the father, because it's not just a din stock, it's a din of kibud av. Maybe the din of kibud av is that you have to spend your money and even beg for the money in order to be able to support the father. Okay, so that could explain this day in Yerushalmi, this very interesting, creative day in the Rishalmi, that Kibud Av V'Ein, even though we pass the Mishal Av, might require the son to support the father from his own money, from the son's money, and even to be Mechazer Al Apsochim in order to support the father. What we'll just have to do tomorrow is pedal back to Tosfos. Tosfos is the final sheet that we have to get back to. See, the problem is Tosfos straddles both sides of the fence. Because Tosfos says that if the father doesn't have any money, then you're mechuyev to support the father, right? He first says it's midin staka, and then he says it's midin kibud av. So Tosfos is saying both. He's giving both shitas. So we still have to understand, what does Tosfos mean? How can it be both? What kind of a strange kugel is Tosfos suggesting over here? That if the father doesn't have any money, but the son is able, right, then he has to support the father. First he says, midin staka. He doesn't mention mechazer al apsachim at all. Then he does mention mechazer al apsachim. He says, you have to support the father, midin kibud av. So which is it? It's a little bit strange. So we'll have to work on the Tosfos a little bit more. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll give a yishuv tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.